Today we're going to look at Irina Shayk as a case study. We're going to practice some focused observation, do some forensic analysis of the bone structure, and also look at some symbolism. So first of all, this is a supermodel. In fact, models.com ranks her as one of the new supers. Was partnered with soccer superstar Ronaldo and movie star Bradley Cooper. Shayk also dated Linkin Park drummer Rob Burden. So there's the power couple. Looked to be about the same height. And maybe Irina has the larger shoe size, I wonder. Notice it's putting one foot in front of the other in that pose, whereas Bradley is not. So it's got this kind of artificial cue angle going on, showing one leg and one large foot. Tight, firm breasts. Do you think those are real? Shoulders wider than the hips. Like the dress cannot contain the shoulders. They're sticking out way over there. Got lots of makeup on. Looks like a very expensive dress. Smooth, hairless body.
It's not easy being a
lady. Yeah, I tell you, you're absolutely hair-free.
Irina.
Oh, Irina.
Irina.
And did you notice the deep voice? When he said his name, he spoke in a natural voice, not the artificially high voice of the androgyne.
Irina.
Oh, Irina.
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 Now look at that jaw. Pretty large head overall. Bony features, large mouth covering up the neck. What's going on with this guy? Did he get plastic surgery? Is this person human? Is this some kind of hybrid? Very strange looking person here. It kind of looks like an alien. Is it an FTM? And if so, then why is this person so good at soccer? Who's more masculine? If you just ignore the makeup. Now let's review the forensic anthropology. So assignment of sex, pelvic traits. Pelvic area exhibits the greatest sexual dimorphism and can be regarded as the gold standard for sexual discrimination. So basically it says look at the pelvis to tell if it's a man or a woman. Now here's the pelvis only. There's different parts of the pelvis are different in the male and the female. And there's all these other things. Here's just for the skull. Only for the skull, there's all these different traits. Now here's a book called Drawing Anatomy, An Artist's Guide to the Human Figure. And we are not going to see a human female looking like this in this video. In fact, we never really have in any of my videos. Why is that? And look at what this person says. The difference between the male and female shapes is clear. Remember, this is an artist, right? The artist is practicing focused observation in order to draw men and women. In that the male shoulders are wider than any other part of the body. All right, male shoulders are the widest part of the body, while the female hips and shoulders are of similar width. Well, there you go. Exhibit A. Shoulders and hips are of similar width on the female. And you can test this by looking around the real world at real people, if there are any real people left out there. So like they said, shoulders are the widest part of the male body. All right, so look at that fake walk. Exaggerating the movements, one foot, not even in front of the other, but on the other side of the other, broad shoulders, masculine head. This is pretty obvious. Look at how it's walking. See, it's all fake. And the thickness. See, there's an underlying masculinity there underneath the clothing and the makeup. Look at those broad shoulders there. And it's swinging the butt out on each side. Look at that man face. The shoulders, come on. If you guys can't tell, that's a tranny, man. You're going to be in a world full of pain. You're going to have some problems in this world. See, slightly feminized face, smoothed out. They took away the jagged edges, clean shaven. See, now it's even starting to dress more androgynous. So it sticks the butt out over there to make it look like the shoulders are the same width as the hips. However, over here, it covers up the hip, so we don't really see where it ends, but we can imagine it ends right about there. And it's not as wide as the shoulder over there. Same thing there, sticking the butt out on the one side, but on the other, there's no hip curvature. High navel, above the crotch, right? Now, they don't have the hair there. Like most guys, we have some hair underneath the navel there. They obviously don't want that on there. That's kind of a turnoff. So they got the broad shoulders covered up by the hair and the highly painted up face and a very exotic looking person. But ask yourself, have you seen a woman like this ever? See that face? It's kind of got that Angelina Jolie face. They got the one eye symbolism, hand on the hip, as we've seen millions of times, because they cover up that area. That's the gold standard, so that's what they always try to cover up. Small little male butt. And this huge mouth. It's like a handsome man. That's what that is. It's probably what it would have been. Again, that high navel. There you can see the Adonis belt a bit there. Sticking the butt out on the one side. Male, masculine, muscular legs. One foot in front of the other. Shoulders, widest part of the body. You can measure it. See, it's got that illusion there because it's sticking out one side. They can only stick out one side at a time. So it sticks out this side to give it the curve. But here it's completely flat with the male hip dip or Adonis belt in the high navel. That's a male body that's been waxed hairless with a boob job and makeup and hair and wearing female lingerie. Now, this one was also a Sports Illustrated model. Again, you got the shoulders there, right? And the low body fat, which is another male trait. And this is not just this one person. They're all like this. All the Sports Illustrated models are of the same species. Again, these bony hips right down there. But look at that face. Let's get a close-up on that thing. I mean, just ask yourself, is that a masculine face or a feminine face? Could that just be a man with makeup? Well, yeah, that's exactly what that is. It's got a very manly face, actually, but it's just always covered in makeup. It's feminized. Now this got some angel wing symbology, because these are the new gods, the supermen, the supermodels, right? The super, what's a model? A model is an imitation of the real thing, but it's actually a male skull with the prominent cheekbones. They get nose jobs, and they get nipped and tucked. Look at these bony shoulders, long bony arms. This is from some photo shoot. Doesn't look so pretty there. Now, if you just look at this, do you think you're looking at a man or a woman? Look at his feet. Look at those broad shoulders there. Narrow pelvis. And also crossing the legs. And it has really huge feet, too, by the way. That's like a man wearing underwear, right? Fruit of the loom. So it's basically a handsome man with a nose job, puffy lips, and makeup. And some of them look like pretty women because it's the makeup and the surgery on the face. They basically changed the male face to look like a female face. Now here we're getting into the symbology. So the Freemasons, but part of their initiation is to expose one breast to show that they are male.
During the initiation, the candidate must bare one of his breasts. This is to show that he is not a woman.
Which is kind of a stupid way to prove that you're male, because there's a much better way to prove you're male than that. You know what I mean? It also goes back to the ancient world where you see a lot of these statues of the goddesses or god, these androgynous gods, actually, who reveal one breast. So it's really an androgyny symbol. And the symbology uses not only the breast, but the shoulder as well. So the shoulder and breast are uncovered, but this shoulder is covered. See, there's a strap on this one, and the breast is covered up. No strap and the exposed breast. That's a Masonic ritual showing that they're men, actually. And because they're dressed up like women, they're showing that they're androgynes. Andro means male. Yine means female, so androgyne, male hyphen female. Look at that face, very masculine face, but it's all painted up like a girl. Thickness of the body there, the muscular density and the low body fat. That's just a man with makeup on. That's what all these supermodels are. Look at the male face right there. Come on. Why don't you come across these people in your hometown? But we see these people all the time in the movies and in the magazines. Now look at this. Look at this body. Look how masculine it is, first of all. Shoulders. Now, again, the shoulders are distorted, but look at how muscular this person is here. Now, does that look like a male or a female pelvis? And why is it covering up the neck like that? I mean, that's a pretty strong-looking person. When's the last time you saw a woman who looked that strong in real life? Not in the media. In the media, you see this all the time. People want to deny this because they're attracted to this person. this is a fantasy girl for them, right? Because they don't find real women like this in the real world. They don't exist. So they have to deny the truth. And that's kind of how deception works. Deception is actually linked together with temptation. And the people who are deceived are actually responsible. Adam and Eve were deceived by the serpent, but all three of them were punished. The serpent deceived me, and I lusted after the man who is dressed up like a woman. This is evolution. This is the directed evolution. That's a Superman. Now, if you look closely, again, we have the one strap on the shoulder and the other strap off. So even though the breasts are all covered up, there's a symbology going on there of the one-breasted androgyn. And we're going to see that many times in this video. Large hands, man hands, doing some more masculine posing here. Yeah, there it is, wearing a necktie. Got that masculine face. Look at those huge feet. Big foot representing the genetic print. There it is, kind of acting a bit more masculine with those big feet again. Those are huge feet. I don't know if I've ever seen a woman with huge feet like that. In fact, I know I have not. She's got a big foot. Oh, the one eye. Now, this one kind of looks like that Targaryen from the Game of Thrones, the blood of the dragon. It's kind of squeezing the legs together like that intentionally, covering up the one curve here. There's no curve right there. It's a straight up and down torso. The high navel covering up the navel so we don't notice the anomaly. One shoulder exposed as well, right? When they uncover the shoulder like that, that's a symbology for androgyny, male and female. Look at that masculine arm right there. So there's a male butt, basically. This is kind of halfway pornographic because this is basically a half-naked tranny that we're looking at, but it's for educational purposes. So again, kind of bending the knees together there, covering up the navel, covering up the hip over there, squeezing in the shoulders, covering up the neck. There's that firm male butt again and the shoulders and the hand sign. Goat horns, bull horns, castration, clippers, human, angel, hybrid. And they do this sign. That's probably the most common sign they do. And we think it means peace, but it doesn't mean peace. So you look at that upper body strength and the narrow pelvis. Ah, now we got the cowboy with the high navel, long bony arms, masculine face. When I was younger, it actually had a more masculine face. See, over time, they do a lot more surgery. I think they have to space out the surgery. You know, they can only do so much at a time. Ah, look at that. Come on. Male butt, shoulders, widest part of the body, masculine skull and jaw especially. Yeah, again, the male butt there. Fake boobs. Big hands, same thing there, covering up the hips. So they do these same poses over and over again. They get pretty good at it. Are those guitar picks? Look at that huge masculine jaw there. So it has a feminine appearance on the outside, but on the inside it has male bone structure. This is a deception. One of many deceptions that they like to do. Possible phallic symbol there with the guitar. Male bone structure crossing the legs. Now this one here is like a corset, kind of artificially creating the curve because it's got this fabric wrapped around it. There's the phallic symbol again. So the man has a small butt, so they can fit in between the woman's legs to inseminate the female. The male pelvis has to be more narrow to get in between the woman's legs. I mean, it basically looks like a dude right there. It looks like a man wearing a bikini with fake breasts, very masculine face. These guys probably have no idea. We've never seen no woman like you before. How come you're taller than the rest of us? There's the bull horns, shoulders, the jaw. Look at that navel there. Whoa. Kind of got that Jessica Alba look a little bit as well. They all kind of look the same because they're all doing the same techniques, basically. They all look like trannies. There it is, dressed up like an alien, right? They basically are aliens because on Earth, there's two sexes, and these people are kind of mixing them both up together, right? They're alien. They're foreigners. They are the other. Look at those eyebrows. When's the last time you saw an eyebrow like that on a woman? There are people out there who want to live in a world full of trannies, and they don't want the truth to be exposed, because when you expose the truth about what the deceivers are doing, you also expose the truth about the people who are being deceived, because they agree to it, and you're exposing their evil as well. So that's why they don't want to see the truth. They don't want to wake up, because they want to live in a world full of lies. They want to live in an evil world, because they are evil. See, when it's younger, it's a little bit more obvious, almost a little bit of an Adam's apple going on there. Where's the female pelvis there? Well, there is none. You might think, oh, that's a man. And it is. You're right. It is a man. Not much difference, really, between a tranny and a robot sex doll. These people take a lot of drugs as well, hormones. So this is pharmakia. These people are bioengineered. In fact, this is directed evolution. Humanity is now undergoing a directed evolution project. Imitation women, supermodels. Again, the one leg with the large feet, broad shoulders. There they start looking like demonically possessed androids. Got the one shoulder again. There it just flat up looks like a dude. I mean, come on. If you can't tell that's a man, not much I can do. See, it's not a lack of evidence or data. People just don't want to accept this, right? And not much you can do. You can't really force people what to do or what to think. This one is a classic example of the cold, hard stare of the tranny. You never see a woman looking like that, just kind of staring at you with an aggressive look. See, that's a male trait, right? Men have this aggressive characteristic. There, look at that male face again, right? Very masculine face. That's a classic transvestite look right there. The broad shoulders. You can see that upper body strength in this muscle here and the kind of in the back and the shoulder area and the narrow pelvis and the high navel. Whoa. It's just hairless and smooth. And even these legs, right? There's no fat on the legs at all. There's no body fat at all in these people. In fact, I've read somewhere like these people, they eat like once a day. They only eat once a day. Like they have a certain regime. Everything they eat, everything they do is all about maintaining this deception. It's a full-time job. See, now there's a man with the high navel like that, right? Which is the same thing we see on this person here, right there. Look at that. Look at that high navel. Look at that butt. There's no butt. Impossible for that person to have a baby. Pants are falling down because the hips are so narrow. Tiny little male butt right there. One eye symbolism, shoulders, jaw. There it is, right there, right? The one breast. Show that it's a man. A symbolic representation of the same thing. Why is the butt and the legs so firm and masculine and muscular? See, this person has a hard body, but women have a soft body. Men have the hard bodies. There it is again, half and half. Male and female, half and half, again, half and half. There's Adam's apple right there. Now here's an openly transgendered person, Enrique, first transgender to win a beauty pageant in the U.S. Now they're just going to openly do it like this. And no one's going to care. Why? Because people are evil. People want to live in a world full of transvestites. So if you think there's no way Irina can be a transformer, this person is a transformer. Kind of looks pretty similar. See, that's not true, though. It's not the first transgendered model. All of them are. It's the first one they've admitted. So they're basically replacing real women. And so now they're going to kind of openly, and this is 2019, so they're basically in the process now of getting people ready for all the people we see in the magazines and the movies and the media will be openly transgendered. And they won't even pretend to be real women anymore. They'll just be open about it. They're changing society to accept this. Yeah, see, that's a dude. And it's quite possible that human females won't even exist. Cambridge Dictionary, December 2022. Redefine words, right? It now states that a woman can also be an adult who lives and identifies as female, though they may have been a different sex at birth. Create a new species of homo. Fears of violence rise on new front in gender debate. Drag shows, story time. See, they're indoctrinating children with drag shows to get them prepared for the new culture, the new species, the new society of trannies. Now there's a new movie called Wife-Like. An artificial human, Meredith, is assigned as a companion. Basically, an artificial woman could be a transformer, right? Wife-like. And then the babies will be born here in the ecto-life reproduction facility.